Welcome to the Brian Beebe Half Hour Variety Hour. It's really 15 minutes of fun, music, and laughter stretched out into something much, much longer. And now, here's your host, Brian Beebe.
In a white room with black curtains is the station. Billing horses fly down moonbeams in your dark light. I'll wait in this queue where the sun never shines. And I can't stop singing this one. I'll wait in this queue where the shadows run from themselves.
Bow.
The Cream. That was a big hit for Cream. Eric Clapton and Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker. Hi, this is Brian Beebe, and we're once again live on Facebook and streaming live on MadisonTalks.com. You can actually go back, if you can't see this or hear it live, you can always go back on MadisonTalks.com and look through the past, this one and past podcasts that we've done. At any time, 24/7, you can't sleep some night, put one of my podcasts on. They'll put you right to sleep, just like that. Or you can listen to Mitch Hank and lots of other people much smarter than me that have done podcasts on MadisonTalk.com. Anyway, I'm brought to you once again by the wonderful folks at Monk's Bar and Grill, in six locations around Wisconsin, and growing. Right now, they're in two sides of Madison, west and east, Middleton and Sun Prairie, and then they're in Verona, two in the Dells, and one in Eau Claire. So if you're looking for kind of tasty food that you can bring your kids, it's a bar, it's a sports bar, but you can bring your kids, and you won't hear a lot of just loud guys and drunk people and stuff. So anyway, Monk's Bar and Grill. And I'm also sponsored by Sorrento's at the Wilderness. It's a fabulous Italian restaurant with a real kind of cool Rat Pack bar in there that I've been playing at four nights a week for 11 years. You musicians out there, how many times have you run into a gig where you got to play full-time for decent money 11 years straight?
Never.
I think I might have one of the best, or the best, or one of the best.
Pretty awesome.
Jobs in the entire Midwest. And I'm proud to say that I made this job myself. They didn't have entertainment before I came along. And I gave him, I shot him a cheap price. You know, I'll play, I love this bar. I'm going to play 24 hours a day for $10. You know, and eventually, once I got going, they raised my pay and they took me on vacation and they paid me on salary. And if I wasn't there one night, they paid me anyway. It was it's incredible. Sorrento's at the Wilderness. They've stopped all that foolishness now, though. The raises have stopped coming, and if I take the night off, I'm doomed.
Hit the ceiling, huh?
Yeah. But I wore my T-shirt today because I want to. It's the last, maybe the last one of the last few days that you can wear short sleeves outside. It's warm. It's breezy and warm. There's rain in the air. Just to keep things green a little longer and to help me out, because I, as much as I love fall and getting out the long sleeves and stuff, I don't want the winter that's coming after it. You know, nobody does. And I don't have to shovel snow or plow anything, and I've got an all-wheel drive vehicle. I mean, I don't know why. I put my winter coat in my car and just leave it. Because I can make it from the house to the car in sleeves, you know.
Right.
And then the house to work in sleeves. But if I ever ran off the road or got in an accident and I had to be somewhere for a long time outside, I'd want my winter coat.
Coffee can and a candle.
Yeah. I'd want my winter coat, and I keep kitty litter and flares and those kind of things in the car. And I haven't had them for a couple of years, but I have. Anyway, today, you know what I do? I invite people to call in at 608-210-1667. And talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I'm planning to talk a little bit about this sexual harassment noise that's going on with this Harvey Weinstein and other things related to boys and girls and sexual harassment and stuff. Then I was also going to talk about fall a little bit, autumn and daylight savings time and how... kind of antiquated it has become and confusing to a lot of people, and then I've got some Halloween jokes, and I've got my keyboard back because we have Mike back. Mike Brockenfeld is in the control room where he belongs, and we appreciated Bob Abella last week filling in for Mike, but it just wasn't the same.
Bob's great.
Yeah, he's great, and you know what? He has an immense knowledge of radio and music and all kinds of things, comedy, the whole thing. He knows it all. In fact, he was much better than Mike is. But we're used to Mike.
Yeah, that sounds, you know, about, I mean, right.
Not true. I've got pumpkin spice in my coffee. Pumpkin spice coffee from Quick Trip today. And I know I've heard a lot of people say, what'd you say, Mike?
No, that's great. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say pumpkin spice, that just, it's in everything for the, you know, for the 3 or 4 weeks before Halloween or Thanksgiving. It's just everywhere, and they get so sick of it. But it's part of fall. It's pumpkin spice concrete mixers with gingerbread in them at the Culver's, mm-hmm. Just get with it. You know, it's like Christmas songs. Pumpkin spice is like Christmas songs. You only got to have them 4 weeks of the year. You know, I start playing mine at the day after Thanksgiving.
Sure, yeah.
And then I stop playing them New Year's Eve. So it's a little longer than that, 5 or 6 weeks. I know that they start playing them at Walmart next week.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, and Christmas songs will be on. Before Halloween is over, Christmas will be everywhere at Walmart. But that's okay, and that's part of it, and not okay with some. But the pumpkin spice, the point I'm trying to make is get with it. Pumpkin spice. It's like the Packers. The green and gold is everywhere for, you know, 16 weeks when they play football. Or 12 weeks or whatever it is, because everybody wants to be part of it. So that's what pumpkin spice is trying to do, okay? That's all they're trying to do is lift your holiday spirits. And this is I should talk about these two. You know what this is? You can't see it from there, but this is sugar-free Worthen's candy. I'm sugar-free everything at my house, and this is top of the list. You can make this little thing your sugar-free dessert after eating your apple for supper. You know, apple, whatever you got. Your apple and your glass, your bottle of water.
Sponsored by Worthen's Original. Yeah. No, not really.
Worthen's Original, but these are sugar-free. And they got three flavors, and they're all good. Anyway, now I'm going to have this thing in my mouth while I talk, so... Pardon me while I spit it out. I didn't really spit it out. I'll give you a little Halloween joke to get started here. We hope you'll call in and talk about, I don't know. I was thinking this Harvey Weinstein stuff is unusually shocking to everybody. Don't you think? It doesn't seem to be... a shock, how shocked everybody is, and how... do you think this is the first Hollywood producer that offered girls kind of off the street, the casting couch? Or,
yeah.
I mean, it's terrible, And it's all about power. It's not about romance or sex or anything. Somebody has the power and somebody has none, and that's not good. But what's so? I don't think we were even this shocked about Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. And people knew who he was. Harvey Weinstein, they don't know who he is, you know? Anyway, his wife left him today. I saw that. So if you're paying attention to this stuff, his wife announced that she's leaving, and she's very sorry for all the things he's done to these innocent young girls. And by the way, the list of women that have come forward about this guy includes big stars, Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie and Ashley Judd. And, I mean, he's been at it a long time. I'm sure other Hollywood producers have been, too. And I was just thinking maybe we might get some women to call and share maybe a little bit of, you don't have to tell us your name even, but share a little dark something that might have gone on in your life. If you've ever been approached by one of these powerful men in your career, it doesn't have to be Hollywood. I mean, a lot of people in business and just... It's a sad thing, but some women, I'm sure, have faced things like this just to keep their job wherever they're working. If it might be even be a factory, and that. So it isn't good. It's on people's minds right now. And if you want to talk about that, let's talk about that. Otherwise, I'm going to talk to. Autumn a little bit, and the changing leaves and the changing weather and everything. But first of all, how about a Halloween joke? It's coming up pretty quick. Last year I dressed my dog up as a cat, and now he won't come when I call him. How's that? We're just getting started. So if the vampires were everywhere on Halloween, and I know what I know about vampires is kind of attractive to me. They sleep all day, they fly for free, and when they look in the mirror, they can't see themselves. Where do I sign up, you know? Halloween. It's based in a very, very ancient kind of a not-so-heavenly occasion. And kids do it, and it's fun. And some people have messed it up in years past, but not that many. If you take your kids trick-or-treating and you go to houses where you know somebody, and you can go to a lot of places where you know somebody, even churches and schools and businesses often have something. I'm going to pretend to be this year the same as I did last year, not at home. I'm going to pretend to be the same thing this year, not at home. How's that? Come on, that's that's the whole joke, man.
Oh no, yeah. I missed it. I was working.
Oh, you missed it.
Yeah.
And the scariest thing about Halloween, in essence, the scariest thing is all the family holidays are coming up. You know, and I've always
that's
sworn.
Good for me.
Yeah, I've always sworn that it's wonderful having a great big family with lots of relatives and lots of cousins and aunts and uncles in another state. That is wonderful, having them in another state. Call in. It's 608-210-1667. Last week we started talking about one-hit wonders, and we got off the subject, but... here's another thing I wanted to ask you to think about. Why aren't there more Halloween songs? Why haven't anybody written, like they have for most of the other holidays, written some sort of a lasting Halloween song? And you can say Thriller, that's the newest one. I mean, and that is 35 years old. Mike, do you realize the Thriller album is 35 years old?
That sounds right.
82. 1982. And Thriller is a wonderful Halloween song. It's going to be around for a long, long time. But there are none, I mean, other than that, you got the Monster Mash. They did the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. It's not even Halloween yet, but I'm doing the Monster Mash because I'm trying to make a point. The only other one was, if you go out in the woods tonight, da 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 da, that's the teddy bear picnic, it's called. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da. The song's scarier than the lyrics.
Yeah, the teddy bear picnic. Yeah, that's not quite. And what about maybe? Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Well, that's not really a Halloween song. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything that a big bad wolf could want. Ow! And it goes on and on, but the funniest verse, when I do this song, and I do it occasionally, is this one. I'm gonna put my sheep suit on. Tell them sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. I'm gonna put my sheep suit on. That usually gets a laugh, you know? Oh. So, if you can think of a holiday song for Halloween, man, or fall in general, there used to be a Johnny Appleseed song. When we were in school, we'd sing about Johnny Appleseed, which was kind of a this time of year song. And other than that, there's nothing. There's not too many for Thanksgiving either, except for religious ones, and they're good around the table, Halloween time. I'm almost done. And in the meantime, daylight savings. Do you think we should get rid of daylight savings? What would happen if we got rid of daylight savings? I saw a quote from a well-read and very intelligent, very wise Indian, American Indian, that said, only the white man would think that if you had a blanket and you cut off the top 1 foot of it and attached it to the bottom of the blanket, that you'd actually be getting more blanket.
More blanket.
And that is true. In the old days, it was about farming and farming help. You had to work while the sun was shining. It was hard to do a lot of things around the farm in the dark. And before lights, and before 79, when the light bulb happened, in the next few years, no, the farmers didn't have wires for electricity to their places for years to come after that. And that's what it was about, was the rural people, and they had to get by with all the light they could get. But it doesn't make much sense anymore to put everybody off for that few days that it takes to get used to that. And I've told people, for years, when they leave my bar, I say, where are you going? It's not, the street lights aren't even on yet. But now the street lights are on by 6 o'clock, 6:30, they have every right to go. And I was told when I was a kid, just be home before the before the streetlights are on. So I was actually afraid if I was ever out anywhere and the streetlights came on. It scared me. I mean, it was all of a sudden went from dark to light, but I knew I was in more trouble in the light than I was in the dark, you know? So anyway, that's... My mom had a really loud whistle, you know, those plastic whistles with the P inside of it, that she'd blow, and you could hear it all over the neighborhood. And if you weren't there in a few minutes after she blew that sucker, trouble, big trouble.
My parents had a big old bell.
One bell?
One just spun, yep.
Oh, the one that with the triangle?
No, huge.
A real bell?
Yeah, big old bell with the hand wheel and all that good
stuff. Was it near the house, or did they have to go out in the yard to ring it?
It was right on the porch. Right,
oh,
off
wow.
The porch, yeah. Time to come home.
Yeah. Did you have brothers and sisters?
No, nope, just me. I was out in the country, too, so.
Oh, so you could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Down by the creek.
Probably grandma's. Grandma's house.
Down by the creek. Well, did grandma live next door or what?
Yep, for sure.
So you could hear that bell even in the house at grandma's?
Yeah.
You know, I used to like to go to my grandma's house when I was a kid. She'd always give me $20, and she was a bit forgetful, and so sometimes I'd go there 6-7 times a day. It worked out really good, you know. Anyway, all right, let's talk about songs if you need to. I started last week talking about one-hit wonders, and because I did a show about it, months ago. I'm coming up on my kind of one-year anniversary of doing these podcasts, and some months ago I did a one-hit wonders thing, and it was one of the shows that I get the most responses to, and I sang a lot of them, and then and some people called in with songs that were they had one big hit, but they had more than one hit. You know, there's lots of groups that had one big hit, but they had another one or two, and I guess they're not really considered one-hit wonders. But these guys are. Last week we talked about the 60s mostly, and there was a Little Honda by the Hondells was kind of a studio band. They kind of weren't a real group except for to do this song that Brian Wilson wrote that went, I'm gonna wake you up early cause I'm gonna take a ride with you. I'm going down to the Honda shop and tell you what we're gonna do. Put on a ragged sweatshirt, I'll take you anywhere you want me to. You all know this part. First gear, it's alright. Second gear, a lean right. Third gear, hang on tight. Faster, it's all right. The Little Honda by the Hondells. There was a... And this was only a one-time hit for J. Frank Wilson. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We had... Oh, I shouldn't sing that one because Mike is recovering from a terrible wreck on his car. But it was a... I give her our last kiss. And Pearl Jam did that over in the 80s, but that was a one-hit wonder for J. Frank Wilson. There was a... I was born in a bunk. Mama died and my daddy got drunk. Left me here to die of cold in the middle of Tobacco Road. Tobacco Road by the Nashville Teens. That's one of the rockinest records. That's almost up there with Smith and the one that I told you I liked before. And how about... I'm going to try to do something in a different key for... Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we could never, never part. Have I the Right by the Honeycombs, man. How about The Boy from New York City by the Ad-Libs? Ooh, ah, come on, kitty. Talk about the boy from New York City. He's really tall and he's a bop. you know, I don't know what the words were, but you all know that one. Why now? Why didn't they have another hit? That was a big one. Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. I got a tiger by the tail. Remember that? How about Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and the thing called love. Jewel Akins, one hit wonder. Stop me if you've heard this stuff before. No, don't stop me. Just call in. Call in with your favorite one hit wonder. And let's talk about something. We don't have to talk about this. We don't have to talk about sexual harassment. Let's talk about fall. What are you doing? What are you planning for fall? What are you planning for when the snow comes? Are you heading south? Let's hear from you. Anyway, I'm just kind of keeping the air full of something here. About Lila, pants on fire. The toast is longer than the telephone wire. Your nose is longer. The nose is longer than the telephone wire. Lila. Yeah, that was a big... I'm still in the 60s here. I keep on dancing, keep on dancing and a-prancing. Keep on dancing. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose by Little Jimmy Dickens. Did you ever hear that one,
no.
Mike? No.
Maybe. I recognize it. But.
May the bird of paradise fly up your nose.
Nope.
Little Jimmy Dickens. It was country. Counting flowers on the wall.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's no bother me. Lies by the Knickerbockers, which yep. I sent you. Cool Jerk by the Capitals. I know a guy who really do the cool jerk. Here's some pushing too hard by the Seeds. You're pushing too hard. You're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard on me. By the Seeds. It's a good thing they were a one-hit wonder, because that wasn't too good of a song. How about, then you can tell me goodbye. Then you can tell me goodbye by a group from Cincinnati, the Casinos. And then there was a something happened in here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Yeah, these guys went on to make bigger hits later on. But that's Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But that's a one-hit wonder. They had Bluebird, but that was a very kind of a minor hit. They're kind of a one-hit wonder, Buffalo Springfield. How about a little bit of soul? Well, you're feeling low and you feel like crying. You heard that. Heard that, Mike?
Yep, for sure.
Need a little bit of soul to put you right. I like that song. Come on down to my boat, baby, by Every Mother's mm-hmm. Son. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down. Oh man, there's so many, and I just wanted to. I talked to my friend Bill Lund last week. And we both would have just loved to have the opportunity to even have one big hit, you know. So I'm not saying these guys did anything particularly wrong or anything. I'm just saying how I know how the record companies and the record industry works, and how is it that you can have one big hit and not have another? I'll answer that question for you myself in just a minute, but somebody's on the phone. Who is it?
Carolyn.
Carolyn? Let's talk to Carolyn. Who is this?
Yes, Carolyn from OK Cupid.
Carolyn from OK Cupid? No.
You know who I am. Anyway,
Carolyn.
I was going to say Monster Mash.
Yeah, I sang that just a minute ago.
I had to get off because I had to copy down your phone number.
Carolyn, is this Carolyn? Who, I don't know Carolyn.
I remind you of your deceased wife.
Ooh. I'm trying to think who that is. But anyway, I appreciate you calling. What else do you have, Carolyn? What do you want to talk about? Have you ever been sexually harassed?
Well, I've been sexually harassed at work, but, you know, I don't really want to go into that.
Yeah, I understand. It's a party. It's a dark place. It's hard to talk about it, especially if you're still working there, you know? I mean, but I'm sure everybody has a story like that. When guys can harass guys and girls can harass girls.
Oh, yeah, now it's really...
It's all about the power, you know?
That's the subject.
Yeah. So
Born to Be Wild.
Born to Be Wild. That was kind of a one-hit wonder, wasn't it?
Born to Be Wild.
Well, no, it wasn't, because they had Magic Carpet Ride. It was a big, big hit after that. I like to be, you know that one, on a magic carpet ride.
Oh yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah, that was their song too. But nice try.
Yeah, Born to Be Wild reminds me of the days I used to do laundry. I'm serious. Me and my girlfriends would party in the basement while I did the laundry, because Mom was in a wheelchair, so I took all the...
So you go downstairs
so the
and
stairs.
Smoke.
It was over, so it was, you know. And then I used to hang out at the laundromat, so... Laundry's a good old time for me.
Smoking pot and drinking while your mom is upstairs in the wheelchair. Oh, my God. You guys were naughty.
Oh, life goes on. I still had a good childhood.
Yeah. Well, it was nice to talk to you, and I'm glad you called in, Carolyn. Call back sometime, all right? We're gonna go to break.
Hello?
We're gonna go to break here, but in a minute we're gonna talk some more about one hit wonders and whatever you want to talk about. Call in 608-210-1667. It's Brian Beebe, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill and Sorrento's at the Wilderness and MadisonTalks.com, and we'll be right back.
Oh, it's so
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Brian Beebe, that's a cool one-hit wonder you're leading me in with. Did you know that? The Stampeders. We used to do that song. I used to be in a little band that played shows at Fort Dells. You people in the Dells who have been to the Dells, if you remember the old cowboy and Indian place on the corner where Walgreens and McDonald's is now, there used to be a little amphitheater there, and in 1975, I played in a band with some friends, and we did that song. We had a banjo in the band, and we did the Stampeders. Didn't it? city lights. Well, I'm on my way to the city lights. That was a great one. Sweet city woman. Yeah. Who's on the phone?
Mitch.
Mitch. Hello, Mitch. Is this Mitch Hank?
Hello, Brian. How are you? Hey, you're so hip and Mitch, so cool. You always stay on the cutting edge.
You know, there's no cutting anything in this show today. You saved me once again, man. I was floundering. I'm looking up at the clock, and I've got 25 minutes to talk about what nothing. Nobody's calling, and but hello.
Well, you maintained your perspective after all these years. I think you were influenced by the hippies a little bit, weren't you? In the 60s, and you kind of cut your hair a little bit.
I had long hair. My hair looked like Mike's in the control room. Long,
Mike Breisdahl, engineer, sure.
Long brown hair like that until '80 when I fixed all that.
It in 1980.
Yeah, I cut it and started bleaching it blonde, too. People don't really think this is my color.
You got some dark roots in there.
Yeah, but that happens. But everybody has dark roots.
Well, remember the movie Wall Street when Hal Holbrook told Charlie Sheen when he's being arrested, if you look into the abyss, you see a reflection.
Yeah.
That's what keeps you from falling into the abyss.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm kind of looking into the abyss right now.
I know you are. You poor man. The abyss is—it's not. You're just not just looking into it. It's calling out to you, kind of.
And all I see is this large, morbidly obese man with a tie.
Yeah, well, on the plus side, you're well grounded, and whatever's reaching to you out of the abyss can't budge you. You know. So I mean.
Well, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm 55, and I still feel like I did when I was 12, emotionally.
Well, sure, like, that's good.
When I was a kid, 55-year-olds sat with their legs crossed and drank coffee and smoked pipes and had big houses, and they had investments all over the world. You know, here I am. I might as well still be 12 years old.
I know.
Well, I've got cable and a couch, and, you know, no girlfriend. I'm watching a lot of basketball, and it's October. I mean, there's a lot wrong with this picture.
But like you said, we were talking earlier about the way people are drawn to you. I mean, even if they think you might just have all the food, they're drawn to you, and that's a good thing, you know. And you offer the community valuable service, and I don't really need to talk you out of
it. You're talking about my work as a gigolo now?
A gigolo, no. In fact, I didn't know you were a gigolo. I was actually talking about your driving, your Uber driving. No,
I
wasn't talking about that. I was talking about your podcasting and your work on the newspaper and on WIBA and all your positive.
It's been a little rough lately, yeah. Well, you know, older people in their 80s like me, 70s and 80s, they usually say, Mitch, you know.
Yeah.
And so we talk.
That's a good thing. I mean, I get that too, you know. My fans are, you know, fan base is getting better.
No, I see you with your parade of girlfriends. I mean, you're like Johnny Casanova.
No,
I mean,
they're all
you've got them going through like a hot knife through butter, man. I mean, Tom Jones has nothing on you.
Hey, Mitch, you want to hang around? I got two calls waiting.
All right, well, you better talk to them because they've got things to look forward to. I'm going to go back and look at the abyss.
Well, thanks for calling. You're cheerful as can be today, and it's always a pleasure. And you're a wonderful guy, my mentor. Mitch,
I feel better now after talking to you.
My mentor, Mitch Hank, called in just to save my ass here. So I,
all right, you take care.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to listen to some Engelbert Humperdinck.
Why
now,
don't
so.
You? You know.
And
who is next? Is there somebody on the phone, really?
George and Carolyn called back.
George?
Also.
George who? Is this George? My
hey.
Mitch Hank's
hey,
buddy?
Brian.
George, how are you, man?
Good, buddy.
You know, I have some favorite people who listen to my show, and they love it when you call.
Ah! You say that to all the boys.
No,
you say that to all the boys.
No, I don't, man. You are You are unique, and you can ask Mike. You are unique.
I've had that line used on me before in Madison.
How are you doing, man? How are you?
Well, good. I'm up in Wausau listening to you right now.
Yeah? You never come to Sorrento's anymore.
I know. We got to. But hey, real quick. I run into your twin the other day, who's one of my best friends, and he said, "You got to be kidding. Brian Beebe's one of my best friends." I said, "No, I love Brian more than you do." And we were arguing about it.
Who is it?
He looks like you. I said, "You guys could both be Beach Boys right off the California beach, with the blonde and the tan and all that stuff."
Yeah, my tan is from
You know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
Tom Schultz.
No, I guess I don't know him. We're best friends.
You know Tom. Jukebox Bandstand Tom.
Oh, yeah, we do. I didn't know his last name, but yeah, I know Tom. He's much taller and skinnier than me.
But we
both love the same music, man, the Dave Clark Five and that stuff.
You guys are the bomb. I want to get him and Marty to come with my wife and me to your show sometime because he lives in the Dells. And he knows you. He says, "Brian's everywhere.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, there's Brian." He loves you, man, like we do.
Make a date and come on up with him sometime because he's a lot of fun and you're a lot of fun. And I could be a lot of fun if you guys showed up. Otherwise, I'm really not.
You don't need us to be fun. I loved last week when you were on Mitch's show. I was listening to the podcast. And you guys were singing the national anthem. I've sung the national anthem at sporting events and games and parades for like 20, 30 years, And I do the Canadian anthem, too.
Wow, cool. I do sing the national anthem pretty well, but it's not an easy song, man.
No, I know, but you guys were talking about it. So remember that last week? And then were you there on Mitch's show when he had this really cute sounding girl on? She was from the Coleman, the pink,
yes.
Breast. Did you see her?
She was pretty, wasn't she? She was. He gets a lot prettier guests. I can't say than I do because I had some pretty guests on the last.
I was listening on the podcast. I didn't see her online. I didn't see her on Facebook, and I thought, oh my God, she could be a 900 numbers girl if she looks like she sounds. She could be a millionaire.
Is there still 900 numbers? I don't think there is.
Yeah, I don't even know. There used to be. My friends told me about them. I never know about them.
Do you know what I heard on the radio today, George? You got to have all kinds of opinion about this. They let a girl into the Boy Scouts. How about that?
Why didn't she want to go in the Girl Scouts?
I don't know. I think she just wanted to. They wanted to break the tradition some, and I heard it on XM radio on the way here, if a girl has more guy type interests, making a boat and sailing it or something, whatever guys do, instead of baking cupcakes or whatever, selling cookies for the Girl Scouts. What do you say to a girl like that? I mean,
you know what I'd say, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, we, my wife and I had a girl and a boy.
Yeah.
I raised the boy from day one. We both influence them, right? They've got soft things and hard things and things of both. But I mean, I had much more influence. My boy had tanks and footballs in his hand from when he was two and dressed like a boy. My daughter is totally feminine, beautiful girl now because she was raised by another. When they start doing that, see, I can't get started. You have such a happy show. I don't know if you want me to turn on to the jets of that.
I don't know. I don't know that I disagree or totally agree with you, but there's proof that a lot of people who were raised, men who were raised by all women and dressed up in frilly clothes and stuff like that, turned out to father all kinds of children, and they were no more bothered in their sexuality than anything. And I suppose there's women who were raised up with a bunch of guys and brothers and football and everything that ended up being married and you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure that those...
Brian, it's a complex subject. I mean, we're complex, but I'm a Christian. I love God.
Yeah.
So I think his plan, he made you to be a man. You get excited when you see a beautiful woman because you're a man. I get excited when I see a beautiful woman because I'm a man. A girl should get excited when she sees a handsome man like you or me or Mitch. And I'm sorry, that's just God's plan, and I don't think people should try to change his plan the way he made us and stuff. I mean, we all got different amounts of hormones and the things that make us men or women in us, I'm floating around, I know. And then the environment, the way you're raised in, makes you that way or that way. So it's a really too complex thing. But I just think that, I think that's not fair to that little girl to put her in the boys. I mean, I just think that's maybe the boys will have a new patch they can earn now. You know, isn't that something? I can't believe I said that, Brian.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't mean the bad.
I know. A new patch for some sort of a. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. But
I'm just an old guy. I'm the old school.
But
you know,
I know,
we loved women.
I know what you mean, and I think most of America agrees with you, man. But I appreciate you calling in, and I really wish you would take that up with Tom and get him over there
because
he's a hoot.
Yeah, yeah.
And he can
drink
nearly as much as you. not as much, but nearly as.
Nearly. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So,
we'll see you, buddy. Love you, Brian.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Man, we'll see you soon. Who else is on the phone?
Well, Carolyn, call back. We're going to see if she's still hanging with us.
I don't know who Carolyn is yet, but let's...
Okay, we're going to put you on right now. Maybe you can
help. Okay, maybe she come up with another Halloween song. Are you there, Carolyn?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what can we do for you, girl?
I kind of got lost.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We were lost. We were lost too.
Okay. Mine says that God made us for tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being
sexually
attracted to somebody. And I'm sure we're going to be gone over there.
Yeah.
I just, you know, God made us that way and he created.
You can be cured of your transgender tendencies with a drug? No kidding.
It's hormone therapy. No.
Yeah, so if you... So I get it. I get what you're saying, and I get that you're traditional in your feelings about men and women. So what about the first thing we were talking about today was this Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein forcing himself on all these women, actresses and actresses to be, and models. Because he had the power to, and let's face it, here's a man that's established and can make their career with the snap of a finger or 5 minutes in the casting couch or whatever, but it's still power. It's still not sex or romance. It's just somebody being a bully, you know. So what are your feelings about that stuff, Carolyn? Huh?
I heard about a little bit on Infowars, but I really
Yeah. I get it. Well, Carolyn, you, and we didn't hear the first part of that was kind of garbled. Are you on a speakerphone or in your car or something? Oh, there we go. And
I had a hard time hearing it.
Carolyn,
got my
good ear. Oh, good. Are you calling from Chicago by any chance? I'm trying to think who you...
Yeah, I'm from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Well, this is nice that you called in and shared with us your opinion. We're going to go to break here. We got one more break to do before we sign off today, but thank you for calling.
Yeah, can you play Born to Be Wild, or did I really miss that?
No, you didn't. I'll play it on the way out here, okay? Get your motor running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go and make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Fire your guns at one time, explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heaven and thunder. There it is. Let the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go and make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a two-nation child, we were born to be wild. Now we fly so high, never wanna die. Born to be wild. Born to be wild. Piano trill in that Born to Be Wild, but there it is. Thank you, Carolyn, and we'll be right back with some final thoughts, like Mitch says, huh?
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com. Looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
So that, I had to do something about that. Yeah. All right, we got as far as 1968. Somebody asked me last week about Inagata da Vida. That's a one-hit wonder by Iron Butterfly. And The Worst That Could Happen by Brooklyn Bridge is one of my favorites. Did I lose this one? There it is. I used to love Girl, I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one who makes you feel so safe, secure, and so. 'Cause if he really loves you more than me, maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's the best thing for me, for you, you. But it's the worst that could happen. And then there's Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, we talked about that because the Bob Seger system, that was their first hit in 1968. And nobody actually ever heard again from Bob Seger. And I don't know what happened to Bob Seger. How about In the Year 2525 by Zager and Evans? Was that a dark, how did a song like that, so dark, get to the yard? Of course, there was Eve of Destruction, too. The Eastern World, it is exploding. What's that gun you're toting? And they tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you can't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Remember that? Those dark songs, how did they ever make it to the top 10, man? Who's on the phone?
Edwina.
Edwina! Now,
hello.
This is the real Edwina. I was thinking it might be Ed, but this is Edwina. How are you, girl?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Well, do I hear a dog barking in the background there, or was that you?
Yes.
Talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you, honey? You know, we miss you here. We haven't had a laugh on this show since you were here.
I wish that were true. That probably isn't. But
it is
for
true,
the,
though.
For
it
the
is,
word.
It is true. You brought a levity to my life and my show for, I don't know, hours, days.
Well, you are some character, and you do make me laugh.
And you had your sister here then, and your other sister called the show. Well, you really took over when you were here. Hasn't been the same since. How about that laugh, Mike, huh? Is that a good laugh or what? Hello?
I'm still here.
What did you do with my Karen?
I sent her outside. I needed some private time with you.
Well, let's have it. Let's have that private time.
Let's have that private time.
I thought you were a married woman. Aren't you married?
No, I'm not married, but thank you.
You are too, almost, though. you got one of those long-term relationships. That's, what do they call that? Common law marriage.
Now you're making me laugh. See, there it comes. You got me going now.
Well, did you call up with a question or a comment or just to cheer us up with your laugh?
Oh, I was cheering you up with my laugh, but... we're taking a road trip, and we need a traveling song.
Oh, yeah? Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. When it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man. What's another good... my father was... No... On my way to New Orleans this morning. What's another good traveling song? I'm a traveling man that made a lot of stops.
That's a good one.
I go, I'm a traveling man. Oh, there's a lot of them. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. But we don't hate to go. We love to go. Don't we?
We love to go. We yeah, love to go. No, love to go west. Go west, my man.
I don't want to. I don't want to break up or with anyone, but I love to go. Don't you?
Yes, I do. But those are good tunes too.
You pick one.
Oh, I don't have a clue. That's why I was empty-headed when I picked up the phone here. Do one of laughter.
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 Okay. They're coming to take me away, ha ha, ho ho, into the funny farm where all is great and wonder, and basket weaving and ho 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 ho. They're coming to take me away, ha ha, ho ho.
That's a good one. It's that time of year. You're celebrating early. Coming to take me away.
Well, you are sweet, honey. I know that that Karen is right next to you, but she doesn't want to talk. But we got to go.
Thank you. I wanted to catch in last minute and say hey, missing you. Love hearing your show. You're fabulous.
I'm sending you some. Nice metal and glass butterflies.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that you can hang up at your house. Anyway, we got to go. Thank you for calling. Carolyn and Mitch and Carolyn again and my buddy Edwina from a couple of weeks ago laughing at all this crappy jokes on the show. Mike Rockefeller in the control room taking your calls and playing the music and everything. Thanks again to Monk's Bar and Grill. By the way, go see Zeno and Joe November 4th, Saturday night, November 4th at Monk's Bar and Grill in the Dells. And Sorrento's at the Wilderness. We'll see you up there this week. Bye-bye. Run a little over there.